News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Headline on the front of the Irish Independent this morning: hospitals placed on war footing for the next fortnight. It follows that call to arms from Paul Reid yesterday in a letter to hospital managers that will result in the cancellation of hundreds of surgeries amongst waiting list patients. Hospitals very much at the centre of this maelstrom again, but it now would appear that healthcare workers could be exempt from the five-day self-isolation rule if someone in their house gets COVID-19. They're not particularly happy with this in the trade unions. Kevin Figgis is the SIP2 Health Divisional Organiser. He's with us now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So the rule states if you have someone in your household who has COVID, you have to self-isolate, but that healthcare workers are being given a derogation. A lot of people listening now will say, well, that's fair enough because we need those health workers at the front line.
Well, I think the issue, Jonathan, that's arriving for the healthcare workforce is, and I do think it needs to be taken into context. Obviously, we're all dealing with COVID since March of 2020, and healthcare workers on the front line are dealing with this day in, day out, night in, night out since March of 2020. So fatigue is a massive issue, and yet we're going into yet another round of danger for society, for staff as well. And mental distress, I think, is a key issue with all of that. I mean, members are informing the unions of the mental anguish that they suffer because the fear of bringing sickness home, etc., to their own families. But what's interesting in relation to the government notice about the household contacts, and if you are fully vaccinated, restrict your movement, stay at home until three antigen negative tests result within 5 days, it then specifies you do not go to work unless you work on your own and you can completely avoid other people. Now, yesterday, the HSE said that they were going to look for a derogation for frontline healthcare workers over this, while at the same time yesterday, they issued a circular informing all of their non-frontline healthcare workers that they must work from home with immediate effect until some stage in the future. So,
but are they not trying to avoid a situation where we have uninfected healthcare workers sitting at home when they could be working on the front line in hospitals? That's what they're trying to do.
See, I think the issue here is, and you mentioned the stats a few minutes ago, Jonathan, the difficulty is this: the two most infected grades of COVID-19 in the healthcare workforce are nurses at 23% and healthcare assistants at 19.8%, right? Also, the infections are coming mainly in the acute at 30.8% and nursing homes of 11.9%. The most startling figure, I believe, is the fact that for the infections of healthcare workers, the main reason they're becoming infected is because they are a close contact with a known confirmed case. And that is 35.9% of all infections. And the other interesting stat is that healthcare acquired infections in the health service, 13.7 of them are staff infecting each other, and 1.7 of them is staff being infected by patients.
So I'm not disagreeing with you about how awful that is. It's terrible that people who go to work are exposed to risk. And we have gone through how grateful we are for people at the front line, and we thought we were past this, and they've had their boosters now, hopefully, so it gets a bit easier. But the point, perhaps, that people are trying to get to is we do not want our hospital system to collapse because there are so much in the community that inevitably a majority of nurses will be taken out by this.
Well, no, you see, I think the point that we're making, Jonathan, is that the stats, their own stats, are stating that the main risk of infection in the health service is staff bringing it into the health service. That's the main risk. And we see no reason why, where public health guidelines are being issued of what the public should do if they have a confirmed case in their household.
Well, what do we do in the hospital? What do we do in the hospitals if the staff are not there?
Well, can I give you one example, Jonathan, when this was all announced yesterday? I spoke to a nurse yesterday who told me that on her ward, it was known that a staff member had two cases of COVID in their house. Two cases.
Okay.
And when that individual phoned in and said, just to let you know, two members of my family have been tested positive for COVID, Could you answer my question,
which is, what do we do in hospitals if we have a majority of staff not turning up for work? It's cancelled surgeries. It is a failure to provide care. It is the problem that most people are worried about, who aren't nurses, are staff.
But the issue is, though, you're going to an extreme in relation to the majority of staff not turning up to work. That actually hasn't happened. What we're saying is that there is a responsibility on the employer. There is a duty of care to minimise risk. And if it's a case that your own stats are suggesting that the greatest risk is staff who are close to an infection are bringing it into the workplace, well, you need to minimise that risk. Because the point I wanted to make just a moment ago was this, is that that staff member that contacted me yesterday was talking about the mental anguish that the staff were under, knowing that they were now having to work alongside an individual who has two cases of COVID in their household.
And that probably would not be acceptable in any other workplace, but in hospitals, it is different. And I can understand the anxiety of your colleagues who were in that situation. We'll see what Paul Reid has to say about that later on, because he is on the programme in about half an hour's time. But for now, Kevin Figgis, the SIPTU Health Divisional Organiser, thanks for joining us.